Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm Richard. And this time we're going to be looking at the upcoming week for November 22nd, which of course has our Thanksgiving holiday in it. But before we get to that, for the library, on November 25th, which is the Wednesday, from 2 to 4 p.m., we're doing our holiday craft for the community again, for the kids to come in for those 2 hours. This year, we're going to be doing a Christmas ornament, and we're going to be doing this, like I said, from 2 to 4, and while supplies last. So if you're interested in doing a Christmas ornament, stop by the Kearney County Library from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on November 25th. And then on November 26th, which is Thursday, we will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. So if you're interested in picking up any new movies, books, magazines before the holiday begins, remember to do that on Wednesday, the 25th. The library will close at 5 o'clock, so we would need to do that before 5 p.m. The library will then reopen on the 30th. Which is the Monday following the Thanksgiving holiday at 9 a.m. We hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving holiday. The Lakin Booster Club would like to remind everybody in the club that dues need to be returned as soon as possible. The dues are what helps provide for the Christmas bucko drawings, the Little King and Queen pageant, candy cane hunt, and different other events throughout the year. So any of the Booster Club members that are still needing to pay their dues, please get with Miss Frances Bostrom, and she will be happy to help you out. Also, on November 23rd, Monday, the Kearney County Commissioners are meeting. The commission meeting will begin at 8 a.m. in the morning. So if you're interested in attending that, be sure to mark that on your calendars. According to the schedule, the Lakin City Council is scheduled to meet November 25th. Again, that is the Wednesday, and it will begin at 6:30 p.m. So anybody out there that's interested in attending the Lakin City Council, be sure to mark your calendar for November 25th at 6:30 p.m. Jumping to the schools now, there's not a whole lot since it's Thanksgiving week, but what there is available is for Deerfield on Tuesday the 24th, there is a high school scholars bowl at Rolla at 4 p.m., and then their Christmas break begins that Wednesday. And then for Lakin, on Monday the 23rd, there's a middle school basketball game here versus Cimarron at 4:30 p.m., and again, Lakin schools, their breaks begin for Thanksgiving on Wednesday as well. The Kearney County Health Department wants us to remind everybody that they are taking applications for their annual Christmas basket sign-up. For individuals that do sign up, you need to present an ID for everyone listed on the sheet. For children, it may be their shot records. They also want the income for everyone listed, which you can use with your pay stubs, and proof of residency, which can be a city bill or something of that nature. The STAR program is for children 12 and under, and they will receive a gift along with the food basket. This program is income-based and sponsored by the Ministerial Alliance. Happy holidays, everyone. For the USDA federal offices here in Kearney County, they just want us to remind everybody again that the 2015 county committee election is taking place right now, and ballots are going to be due on the close of business on December 7th. So if you haven't done your ballots yet, be sure to get those back to the federal office. They also want to remind everybody that on the 26th, they will be closed in observance of Thanksgiving. The Deerfield Recreation Commission wants to remind everybody that registration for youth basketball is available, and they will need to be returned by Monday, November 30th. If you're interested in doing that, make sure you stop by the Deerfield Recreation Commission. You can call 426-6373 if you're interested in being a volunteer and possibly helping coach. Also, starting this Sunday begins Jerry's Crochet Class. It will begin at 2:30 p.m. and it will take place at Chachi's Place. That is at 615 Main Street in Deerfield. Beginners will learn to crochet a beautiful blanket. So if you're interested in doing this, you'll need to pay a registration fee of $55. This is for yarn, needle, and instructions. And they just want everybody to come and enjoy and have fun. For those that took the summer class to learn the granny squares, the cost for this class is only $10. So if you're interested in that, that will be a little bit of a discount for you. Participants must supply their own G or H hook. Anybody interested, call the Deerfield Recreation Commission again at 426-6373 for more information about Jerry's Crochet Class. On November 24th, the Recreation Commission of Deerfield wants to remind everybody that the Tot Lot will be held. And if anybody is interested, this is basically to enjoy time with your preschoolers playing, crafting, and snacking. And there's no fee for this. So if you're interested in the Tot Lot program, again, it will begin November 24th. Again, for any information, contact the DRC at 426-6373. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, on Monday the 23rd, Insanity is taking place at 5:30 a.m. Water aerobics is at 6 p.m. at the pool, and Payo at 6 p.m. as well. On Tuesday, Payo Live at 5:30 a.m. Insanity moves to 5:30 p.m. Water aerobics will begin at 6 p.m. at the pool. Then on Wednesday the 25th, Insanity at 5:30 a.m. and sewing at 1 p.m. And then the 26th, the recreation offices will be closed and will be reopened on the 30th. If you are interested in any programs through the Lake and Recreation Commission and want information, be sure to contact them at 355-7039. Also, through the Recreation Commission and the Kearney County Senior Center, they are joining together to offer a KU basketball overnight trip. This is for the KU versus Texas Tech at Lubbock, Texas. Game starts at 8 p.m. and it's on Saturday, January 9th, 2016. And if you're interested in doing this overnight trip, you'll need to contact the Lake and Recreation office at 355-7039. Seats are limited to the first 34 people that register. To continue with the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 23rd, they have PATH at 10 a.m. On Tuesday at 8 a.m., they have coffee. Anyone that's interested in just joining together and visiting, be sure to mark that on your calendar. And then at 1 p.m., they will be having bingo on the 24th. Then on the 25th, they will have 8 a.m. coffee again, 10 a.m. PATH exercises, and then they will still have their meal site on the 25th. And for that day, they will have chicken spaghetti, broccoli, bread, and dessert. So if you're interested in attending the meal site meal, be sure to be there at noon on the 25th. The Kearney County Chamber of Commerce wants to remind everybody that in the November 19th edition of the Lakin Independent, they had their information relating to their holiday shopping giveaway, which is $500 in Lakin bucks. So if you're interested in getting information on that, be sure to pick up the November 19th Lakin Independent. For the Lakin United Methodist Church, Monday, they will have the 6:30 a.m. men's Emmaus. The women's Emmaus will be at 5 p.m. And then the after choir Bible study at 6:30 p.m. And then on Wednesday at 6:15, they have praise team practice. And then they have choir practice at 7 p.m. So anybody interested in those will need to mark those on the calendars to attend. They also want to remind everybody that on November 24th at 7 p.m., a building committee meeting will be held. And then on November 28th, the United Methodist women are volunteering to run the budget shop from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that Saturday. And then on the 29th, which is Sunday, the Alpha Omega will be doing the Hanging of the Greens Supper and Worship Service, which will begin at 5:30 p.m. Also, the community wants to remind everybody that on November 22nd, which is this coming Sunday, the community Thanksgiving service is going to be held at the First Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m. Again, that is this Sunday coming up at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. The community Thanksgiving service will be held. So anybody interested in that, mark that on your calendars for this coming Sunday. Again, the Kearney County Library wants to remind everybody that our holiday craft will be on November 25th from 2 to 4. So anybody interested in doing that, be sure to stop by to make your Christmas ornament. And we are going to be closing for Thanksgiving starting on November 26th. And we will be reopened the following Monday on the 30th beginning at 9 a.m. For anybody else out there that's interested in adding to our community calendar each week, contact Richard at Kearney County Library at 355-6674, and we'll be sure to get your information on the community calendar here at Between the Lines. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kernycolib.info, kernycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.